USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Unexpected remarks from a member of President Trump's legal team as Rudy Giuliani contradicts the president's claims that he had nothing to do with any payments to porn star Stormy Daniels. Giuliani saying last night in an exclusive interview with Hannity on Fox News.
When I heard Cohen's retainer of $35,000 when he was doing no work for the president, I said, well, that's how he's repaying. That's how, he's repaying it. With a little profit and a little margin for paying taxes for Michael.
Do you know the president didn't know about this? I believe that's what
he didn't
Michael
know about
said.
The specifics of it, as far as I know. But he did know about the general arrangement that Michael would take care of things like this.
Giuliani saying there was nothing illegal about the payment to Daniels, who claims she had an affair with Trump back in 2006, which President Trump denies. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this is this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
President Trump will be hosting a National Day of Prayer today, and the guest list for the event at the White House includes members of the Texas Church, where over two dozen people were killed in a shooting massacre last year. The National Day of Prayer has been observed since 1952. More changes for the Boy Scouts, which will soon become known as Scouts BSA. Here's John Clemens.
Officials with the gender-neutral Scouts BSA are trying to save the organization. Rebranding follows last year's announcement that was not well received by the Girl Scouts that the group would be open to girls. Membership in both organizations has suffered. Mark Hancock of Trail Life USA, that has grown to 30,000 members, believes this is all part of a war on boyhood in America.
It just feels to us like boyhood is being treated like some sort of social disease that needs to be eradicated.
I'm John Clemens.
The president hinting in a tweet that three Americans held in North Korea could soon be released. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A Michigan State University lawyer says the Larry Nassar sexual assault scandal involved MSU student athletes but did not violate NCAA rules. The attorney, Mike Glazier, telling the NCAA the university is not trying to sidestep the issue it faces and said if MSU had any reason to believe that Nassar's criminal conduct violated college athletic rules, it would accept responsibility. Glazier says an internal investigation did not find any rules violations, even with the former sports doctor's abhorrent criminal conduct. A man is now facing charges for allegedly trying to blackmail comedian Kevin Hart. Authorities say 41-year-old Jonathan Jackson is jailed in L.A. on $35,000 bail and is being ordered not to have any sort of contact with the comedian. Jackson accused of attempting to get a payment last year in return for not publicizing a videotape of the married Hart carousing with a woman in Las Vegas. At the time, Hart went public saying he had made a bad error in judgment, but he said he would not give in to extortion. And Tesla says it will announce the location of its new SUV factory by the end of this year. Elon Musk, the CEO, saying yesterday Tesla's current plants are crazy packed with no additional space left for production. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.